Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus says that he is the light of the world. What sort of light? Spiritual light, not the natural light. The light of God. That anyone that follows him will not walk in darkness. He will be walking in the light of God. What light? The light of life. It means the living light, the conscious light, the light that has intelligence, the light that can differentiate between those that are of him and those who are not of him. And that is what he said he is, the light of God. Jesus, the Son of the living God, says, I am the light of God. See what scripture says to us concerning him in Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The psalmist says that the word of God is a light, and this light guides his path, guides his feet so that he will know how to walk and where to go. And Jesus says that I am the light of the world. And the scripture says to us that the word is the light. Verse 130 of Psalm 119. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. He's saying the entrance of this light, which is the word of God, into the hearts of humanity, it gives light. It gives understanding. He's telling us it's only when we receive this light, when we allow the truth of this light to enter us, then before we can understand, before we can see the truth of his word, the truth of the word of God, that the word of God indeed is a light. So when Jesus says, I am the light of the world, he's saying, I am the word of God. The word that lights the path of man so that they will not stumble, will not fall. And that he that followeth him will not walk in darkness. He shall have the light of life where? In him. Because he has received me as the truth, as the light. See, this is the condemnation, that the light is coming to this world. Men love darkness rather than the light. What is he saying to us? He said they love the darkness of this world. He's not talking of physical darkness. He's talking of flesh and blood. That is the darkness. That is he that blindfolds men. That if they cannot see what the scripture is saying, he said the reason is because there is blindness in the heart. That when the scripture is read and people do not see that the word of God is that light Jesus says he is, that when he says, I am the light of the world, he was talking of the scriptures. He said the reason why they cannot understand his speech is because they don't have his word abiding them. They are not thinking of the word of God. They don't have the understanding of his word. And as such, they cannot understand his sayings. But he is, however, talking of the scriptures. He is testifying to us concerning the scriptures that I am the word of God. That's what he meant. When he says, I am the light of the world, he's simply saying that I am the holy scriptures in the Bible. And anyone that follows me will not walk in darkness. That means anyone that follows the flesh is walking in darkness. That's why it says, when the blind, least the blind, they will fall, both fall in the ditch. That is flesh and blood. If it's human being you are following, if they are saying what you are following, you say that person is walking in darkness. But anyone that follows what the scripture says is having the living light. Is having the true light of God. He said, this is the light that lighted every man that comes into the world. Who? The Word. That in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. This Word of God, in him was life. That means he's alive, he's living. And this life is the light of men. It's telling us that this light is not the natural light. The natural light cannot differentiate between people. But this light can differentiate between. That's why it's in Egypt. He says that when he commanded Moses what he's going to bring darkness upon Egyptians, the Egyptians were in 3 days darkness, the Israelites were in the light, in the same locality, in the same environment. He's telling us that this is a conscious, living, and intelligent light. And that this light, Jesus says, I am. He's talking of the Word of God, that the Word of God can give certain people darkness and give light to others. Therefore, if anyone take to these scriptures and let the scriptures enter him, he will be seeing God. Why est those around him that can see this God? Why? Because they have not allowed the truth of the scripture to enter them. They have not allowed his sayings to enter them. That he's testifying to us concerning the scriptures. That the word we are hearing, which is being preached to us, was preached in the wilderness. It did not profit those who heard it because they did not believe. They did not believe that he is that light that led them 40 years in the wilderness as a pillar of fire in the night and a cloud in the day, according to the scriptures. That it is this word which is sent to Egypt that he was that pillar leading them. Let's see that in Exodus chapter 14 from verse 19. And the angel of God which went before the camp of Israel removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. This was when Pharaoh with his chariots were pursuing the Israelites during the Exodus. And so he pursued them to the Red Sea. And then the Lord did something that the pillar that was leading them, that was in ahead of them, that's what was leading them, came and stood in between them and the Egyptians. Verse 20. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. Are you hearing? This is not a physical light. He says he came between the Egyptians and the Israelites. He gave to the Egyptians darkness and gave to the Israelites light. The same one that did it while they were yet in Egypt. That gave 3 days darkness to the Egyptians and 3 days light to the Israelites. When the Syrians, the king of Syria, sent his armies to surround the servant of the Lord Elisha to arrest him and bring him. That a man of God, Elisha the prophet, said, oh Lord, blindfold them. And then they could not see him. The same Elisha whom they came to arrest led the people, the army, to Samaria. When he got to Samaria, he said, oh Lord, open your eyes. And then they saw themselves in Samaria. It was Elisha they came to arrest. But the Lord blindfolded them. You know what he's saying to you? That this God is a light that can blindfold witches and wizards. Can blindfold the things that want to harm you. Because he is living. Jesus says, I am that light who is like the word. That the word of God can make diviners mad. They can confuse them because they will set all their weapons. None of them can walk. That is why he said, no weapon formed against you can ever prosper. The Lord knows the smith that blows the coal. I know their weapons they are making. I will spoil those weapons, not by might, not by power, but by my word, saith the Lord. So this light is not natural. Don't forget that. It's a spiritual light. And therefore, he could give to one darkness and to another light. He said that the Egyptians could not come near the Israelites all throughout the night. Though they were right in front of them, they were pursuing them, but they cannot come near. Who did it? The light of God, the pillar of light, Jesus Christ, the living one. Look at it, if I continue in verse 21 of Exodus 14. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord cursed the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry lands, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry grounds, and the waters were a war unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them in the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked upon the host of Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. He says in the morning watch, he looked at them. Who? The world. He said the word of God is living and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. He penetrates, he sees between the soul and the spirit. There's nothing that is hidden unto him. So he looked at them through the word is what he's saying to us. So the word look at them and then trouble them. That's how God is. He's a spirit. That spirit is the word of God. And that's why he says that we should look unto him, because the Lord is that spirit. And anyone that looks into this perfect law of liberty, if you keep looking on him, he will change you. He will make you to see the light of God. He said you'll be changed from glory to glory. The Egyptians are men. They follow in flesh and blood. But God is a spirit. And so they fell. Because they went the way of blindness. They were walking in darkness. They were walking in the flesh, is what he's saying. But the Israelites had the Lord. What do they have? They had the word. So that word became a lamp unto their feet, a light on their path. While one is walking in darkness, the others are walking in the light. That's why he says, he that followeth me will not walk in darkness, he will walk in the light of life. That he that turned to the scripture, he that repents in his heart and know that it is a scripture God is preaching unto us, and allow this word to enter you. He says, I stand at the door, I'm knocking. That anyone that open unto me, I will come in. I will sup with that person, he will sup with me. You will get all the whole benefit of him. The Israelites got the benefit of the word, the Egyptian didn't. So the Israelites enjoyed him. And so he said, so it was, that this pillar of fire in the night and cloud in the day led them 40 years in the wilderness, that he came upon the tabernacle when the tabernacle was fully reared up. As of this time, there was no tabernacle, so he was in the spirit. But by the time he gave the word to Moses in the stone tablets, and they make the ark his dwelling place, so that he would dwell among them, then he would not rest on top of that ark, on that tabernacle. See Exodus chapter 40, reading verse 36. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. This is the rock that followed them, the light. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. The Jews did not know what he's saying. Why did they not know? Because they did not know that it is that light that led them throughout the wilderness he's speaking of. That the word of God is that light. He sees. He knows. And therefore, he was leading the people to the land that he promised Abraham to for inheritance. That if he doesn't move, they cannot move. So when the pillar of fire moves, then the people will move. Where he rested, there they will rest. If it is 1 week, 1 month, or 1 year, he stays there, then they will remain. And Jesus says that I am the light. That light that led your fathers in the wilderness. I am the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. I change not. I am the Word of God. And so he says that he came for this purpose, to put an end to wickedness, to bring an end to lack of understanding, of not knowing God. That's why God gave us the Bible. And so that this light of God came to end the trouble that was troubling them, the house of bondage, because the Egyptians put the Israelites in bondage. That God came to deliver us from what put us in bondage. What put us in bondage? Flesh and blood. When Adam sinned, we fell into bondage, the bondage of the flesh. And Jesus says, I am the light of God that came to bring us out of that bondage of the devil, that kind of way of reasoning, and then bring us to the knowledge of God. That if this gospel is hid to them that are lost. That the gospel that is being preached to us is the very word. That's why Apostle Paul wrote this to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 6. Reading from verse 14 to verse 16. That thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. You see why he says that he is the light. He said this God is dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, which no man can see nor has seen. That's why he says that no man has seen God at any time. But what happened? The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father had declared him. That he is in the unapproachable light. That's why the Egyptians couldn't approach it. But he says, I am the light. Take to this light. That if you receive him, you have received that light. What light? If you receive the word of God, you have received the light of God. He says, keep this commandment that in his times, when the time comes, he will show. That it is this word that is the unapproachable light. It is this word. That's why he said, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The Word was God. He is self-existing. He lives in himself. He is God. And he said, I will bring you to myself. That's why men cannot come to him. Because they don't know that he is the light. That we search the scriptures. In them we think we have eternal life. That they are they that testify of me. That's why he said, for this reason he came. And he put a separation between his own and the Egyptians. See what he said to the Pharisees. John chapter 9, reading verses 39 to 41. And Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, that they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, if ye were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth. He said, for this purpose I came into the world, to make those who say they see to be blind. Why? Because they have not seen the true God. I am the true God. I am the light. I am that one that is in the bosom of the Father. I am the Word of God. And then, what God are you calling on? He says that anyone that sees him has seen God. Anyone that believes in him has believed in God. They don't know what he's saying. The Pharisees said to him, are we blind also? They believe they are already seeing. He said, if you were blind, you will not have no sin, because you will see this God. That it is the God of this world that has blinded the mind. Who is that God of this world? Adam, flesh and blood. You know, God gave him authority over this world to rule. That's whom the Bible called the God of this world, man. He said, the natural man has blinded their mind. He says, if you were blind, you have no sin. Now, you are blind, but you say you see, then it means your blindness remains. And so he says, I am the light of the world. I am the light of God. Who? The scriptures. And you have not listened to what he's saying. You have not seen him. God wants us to see him. To see who? To see his son. That every word that came from God is the lights that lighted us, that bring us to God. That no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten son that came from heaven. The word that came from the Holy Ghost. God is a spirit, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gave us the Bible. Every word he spoke is light to bring us to that spirit, to bring us to God, the true God, so that we don't dwell in darkness in the lie of the devil. Then we don't follow human beings. We follow the word. That's why I say, if you continue in my word, who said so, the eternal spirit, then you are my disciples indeed, because I am the word in the Bible. And that Jesus is the light of God. That Jesus is the word of God. It is that word that put the Egyptians in darkness 3 days in Egypt, that gave light to the Israelites. It is that word that blindfolded the Syrians, that they could not see Elisha the prophet. It is that word that confused the Egyptians and overthrew them in the Red Sea, that they perished, Pharaoh and all his chariots. It is that word that was leading the Israelites 40 years in the wilderness, feeding them, clothing them, that by the word, he said that you have seen these years, you didn't change your shoes, you didn't farm, but the Lord fed you. So that you may know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. You have been living by the word, according to the scriptures. And so he's saying to us that he is the light. And therefore, we should know how to conduct ourselves. The apostle said that so that you will know how to conduct yourself in the ground and the pillar of truth, the church of the living God. That this is the church of the living God. The ground and the pillar of the truth, which he says, if you continue in him, you will become an overcomer. He will make you a pillar in his house. You become a minister of the scriptures. He told Jeremiah, is my word not like a fire? How come they cannot see me? This fire, the Egyptians could not see him because they don't believe. That's why they were in darkness. He gave them darkness. The Israelites saw the light. It's the same pillar. He's saying to us that it is this word of God that is the revealer of God. He reveals God. And so why can't people see God in the face of Jesus Christ, in the face of the scriptures? He said because of unbelief. They have not believed the word that we who have believed have entered into his rest. We have come to the light. That anyone that come to the scriptures have come to that light of God. That Jesus Christ is the revealer of God. It is Jesus Christ that reveals the true God, because no man can see God, will ever see God. But the scriptures, his word, reveals him. His word makes him manifest. And therefore, when you continue in the scriptures, you will know the truth. The truth will enter you. The truth of the Bible will enter you. You will know what he's saying. That he's talking to us concerning his son. That heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word cannot pass away. That he that follows the word would not walk in the flesh anymore. He'll be walking in the light of the scriptures, in the light of the word of God, in the understanding of God. He will know whom God is. And that man is passed from death to life. See, it's the Spirit of God that cannot lie, that give us the Bible. 1 John chapter 1, from verse 5 to 7. Then this is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. He said the word will cleanse us. That this is the message we heard of him. Apostle John said, he said, this is what Jesus preached to us. He told us that God is light, which light he is. And in him there is no flesh and blood at all. God is word completely. That's what he means when he says that God is light, in him there's no darkness. He's saying to us that God is completely word, spirit. In him there is no flesh and blood at all. So if anyone is walking in flesh and blood and he says he has fellowship with Christ, he is lying. That anyone who has fellowship with him walk in the light of the scriptures. And the scriptures alone. No more, no less. And then he says anyone who is walking in the scripture is having fellowship with him. Truly. Our fellowship is with the word and the spirit of the word that give us the word, the Holy Father. We fellowship in the spirit. We have no confidence in the flesh. We have them that are circumcised by the eternal spirit. He has removed the foreskin of the flesh from us. We don't see any man in the flesh. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Old things have passed away. What old things? The old flesh. Our old man is crucified with Christ. Then we are new. Then he renews us daily by the truth of his word. We are renewed in the knowledge of his Son of God, who died for us, who gave himself for us as a sacrifice. So he cleanses us. He cleanses us. He said, you are cleansed by the words I have spoken unto you. He didn't know he was talking of the scriptures. That the scripture will clean you. It would deliver you is the pure water that cleanses a man from ignorance, from failure, from darkness into the marvelous light. That God who commanded the light to shine in darkness, who is God, is in the beginning God said, he spoke, let there be light, there was light. He said that God has caused light to shine in our heart through his word. To give us the knowledge of that God in the face of Jesus Christ. Therefore, you do well if you take heed to the scriptures as a light that shineth in the dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise where? In your heart. Until the truth of the Bible arise in your heart. That the truth of the Bible is that he is the light of God. Jesus, that light, is the Bible we carry. He is that light. He says, he that follows the scripture cannot walk in the flesh. Never again. He's delivered. For if the Son of light delivers you, you are free indeed. Is there anyone that is walking in him will not walk in darkness. He will have that living light guiding you all the days of your life. You won't stumble, is what he's saying. They that stumble because they walk in the night. They stumble because they don't know where they're going. But they that know where they're going don't stumble. That is the truth. Please don't stumble at his word. For they say they stumble and fail in the wilderness. They all overthrow them. But Joshua and Caleb didn't stumble. That is the stone the builders disallowed, which stone the scriptures. Even they that stumble at his word. Because they are ignorant of the truth of Christ. That the word of God in the Holy Bible is light. Anyone that follows your word, and your word becomes his teacher, your word becomes his guide, he cannot walk in the darkness of the flesh. He cannot follow a blind teacher. He will follow this teacher that comes from God. There's no lie in the scriptures that what he says is the truth.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.